Okay, why don't we get to music?
Yeah,
for those of you not familiar with your here, this is where the music gets played that this, you send.
No,
to
this
us.
Is where music happens.
This is where magic happens.
This is Akil Radio. This is where the music
on
happens.
KillRadio.org. Do you want to go first? I know you actually brought more music than I did today.
Yes.
But I still have plenty of music, so.
Yes. We're going to start off with a band that we've actually played before, but they submit some new stuff, which is great. A band called Young Astronauts Club. They're in New York City by way of Dublin. They're kind of back and forth. They emailed me they're in Dublin right now. This is a song called I Know What to Do, Bush Equals Murder Version.
Oh,
so I think it's a good way to start off the show. You are listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. And we're back.
Giggity, giggity.
That was, as you can tell from the chorus, All Girls Like to Get Naked. This is a band called Evoli. They're in Montreal. Guess what country that is, John?
Glasgow.
No. No.
Canada?
Canada, yes.
Canada?
But not the dry section of Canada.
The wet section?
Yeah, the wet section, Montreal.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Good. And then that was, before that again was, oh wait, hold on. My settings are different on my monitor, and that's why I'm just going, what? I can't see anything. And I should have kept that information to myself, but I didn't. They're at a, again, they're out of Montreal. Their MySpace page is myspace.com. Evoli Band. That's Evali Band. And then before that, again, Young Astronauts with I Know What to Do, Bush equals Murder Version. Actually, I think the name of that band is Young Astronauts Club. Forgive me. I need to fix my monitor settings. Anyway, their website address, just you're going to want, if you want to find out more information, instant messages here at the station because it's so long. I'm just going to say it, but you're not going to get it. It's Young Astronauts Club
dot
Howlett Industries Worldwide
dot
com.
Oh, that's easy.
Howlett, Howlett Industries Worldwide.
Oh, but instant message us anyway because we enjoy it. Yeah. The handle is Kill Radio Station.
Yes.
That's one word. Kill Radio Station. I can't say Kill Radio Station and not say that's one word. I don't want people to
Let's just trust that when we say Kill Radio Station, because we didn't say dots, we didn't say underscore, we didn't say space, they're just going to know. Let's just trust that. Shall we trust that? Are you willing to try that today?
Can we maybe work our way up to it?
Okay, well, then what's halfway? We have to find out what halfway
is. Maybe I'll say one word instead of that's one word. It's a step.
So you want to really take...
let's do this exposure with response prevention way.
Premature baby steps is really what this level is. This isn't even baby steps. This is premature baby steps.
Don't make fun of premature babies.
I was a preemie, so I can if I want.
Oh. All right.
You should have saw it.
Still, that's very Jewy of you.
I looked like that I was preemie? That I was preemie?
No, I'm just... Jewish? No.
Oh.
I just don't have any weapons
in
this arsenal.
No, I was my first baby photo because I was born like 3 months early. I weighed like 3 pounds, 3.5 pounds with these big eyes that I have.
Wow.
I look like a glowworm.
What you're saying is your head was the same size, but your body was that of a premature baby?
I don't think I said any of those words at all, so I don't know where you're getting that from. Actually, I do. It's that mental illness you talk about all the time.
It's everywhere.
So, yeah, no. It looks like someone is stepping on my stomach just underneath where the photo is because it's just from my head as a baby. It looks like someone's stepping on my stomach and my eyes are bulging out going, ugh.
Oh,
my
wow.
Poor parents. They're only 19 and I was the ugliest baby.
Aw.
Until I actually got the 3 months that I lost when I got back to where I should have been.
Right. And then
I was so hot.
Like other babies.
I was a hot baby.
Like Mickey Rooney.
No, I was hotter than that.
All babies look like Mickey Rooney at first.
I thought all babies looked like Eisenhower.
That's another good one.
Totally.
We have a couple of announcements
to
make.
Do.
Before I forget, I don't know. Yes, I'm pointing at you. Before I forget.
Yes.
Mark and I were interviewed
on
a podcast that highlights people working behind the scenes
in the
independent
scene. Well,
music
both in
community.
Behind the scenes and in the scene.
Yeah, yeah. I did one last night with Michael about Is Good.
You did what?
A podcast.
Oh, cool.
Interview about Is Good. But I want to talk about the one we did for Here. Have you had a chance to listen to it?
I've heard
you
most
can lie
of it.
If you haven't.
I've heard most of it. I haven't had a chance to hear it all.
It's really awesome. I thought it came out really
well. You sound way more intelligent than you did in the room.
Thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go to check it out. It's called Six Strings and a Hard Place is the name of the podcast. And Michael Harris, who's a great
First
guy
of
and
all,
a great musician.
The biggest surprise of all was his intro song is so awesome.
Yeah.
He like really is belting out that intro song that he does for this. I'm like,
we've played his music on this show.
I know,
show
but it doesn't sound like that.
Right. You're right.
That's why it was so surprising. I was like, wow. So go on.
So you can get the podcast from diebox.com. He has his own indie
Spell
record
Dibox,
label. It's Daibox. And then look for on his page for Six Strings and a Hard Place, and then you can download the Here podcast. And it's
we put a link of it in our blog.
It was fun. It was an hour with Mark and John, and we played some music from some artists that we had played on the show,
right?
And we just talked about what we're all about. So it's a nice way to spend an hour, especially if you're stuck in traffic.
My friend was surprised on how I was on my best behavior for so long until I made that smarmy comment.
Which one?
Which smarmy comment that I made?
Yeah.
I made some about sexually harassing you or something.
Oh.
Like, I was on such good behavior the whole time.
I thought you did quite well. Usually I'm embarrassed to take you places, but you didn't embarrass me there. So that was good.
I think because when we stopped by that Burger King on the way over there, I got it all out of my system. So
I don't eat fast food. So anyway, check that out. And we have two other announcements.
Yeah.
We have the bike thing.
Yes.
So why don't you do that?
Bike Winter, which is what do you want to call it? You want to call it a collective of people that do bike rides that are both for fun and for fundraisers, right?
Yes.
They call it Bike Winter because it's a series of events that happens throughout February. And tomorrow...
It involves bicycling.
Bicycle riding, so yes. And tomorrow they're doing... You heard it very specifically, more specifically than I did, from Josh. So why don't you take over?
Well, it's called they're doing what's called a pint low ride,
which is they're
all going to get together. They're all going to donate a pint of blood and they go for a bike ride. So everybody wins, I guess, unless you're on the road, but everybody else wins, which is cool. Yeah. So it sounds like a lot of fun. If you want to donate blood and be on wheels, you should check out this, go to bikeboom.com.
And they do a lot of bike based events.
Yeah.
And they're really active. And there's a lot of people.
They did one recently that was like monsters on bikes. I think they like dressed up as monsters or something like that.
Yeah. Which sounds really dangerous.
Yeah. So, but they do a lot of really fun things. So check them out. Go to bikeboom.com.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're all about supporting the community and encouraging people to not drive as much. And also to, I guess, donate
blood. And have
fun
doing it. Yeah.
And lastly, I have a show, an Is Good Music show, coming up in the not-so-distant future at The Mint, which is a legendary
band. And they moved. I didn't know they moved.
I didn't know they moved either. They used to be somewhere else?
Yeah, they used to be at the corner of Western and Wilshire at that beautiful, next to the Wiltern.
Oh, really?
They used to be there, yeah. That's what I thought, unless I'm on crack, which is possible.
You know, you could both be right. Anyway, The Mint is 6010 Pico Boulevard, and I'm putting up four artists who've performed on Is Good, my Thursday show. It's February 22nd. It's a Thursday. It's a $7 cover. Sarah Routh, Buddy, Gabriel Mann, and Sam Sparrow, all incredibly talented singer-songwriters, are going to perform. It's going to be an awesome show, so I would love it if everybody and their mother came out.
Yeah. Fathers, too.
Yeah. So drop by myspace.com/thisisgood to get more info on that. Yeah. We really got to get back to music. It's my turn.
Yeah.
I'm going to play for you a band called Linden, or an artist called Linden. You can check this artist out, myspace.com/LYNDENmusic.com, lindenmusic.com, as well as, I'm sorry, that is their website, lindenmusic.com, and then their MySpace is myspace.com/lindenmusic. And they also have an online store with Burn Lounge, burnlounge.com/linden. Again, that's LYNDEN. So thank you for your submission. Here is some Linden for you on here at killradio.org.
I'll picture you up again. Come on. I've been trying hard to fight it, but my heart won't let me leave you alone. I can't leave you alone. Oh, you're gone. Now that you're gone.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Lyndon, and that was also awesome. MySpace.com/LYNDEN music or lyndonmusic.com. And you can contact them, lyndon@lyndonmusic.com. It's all very straightforward. They have this CD. It's called Pieces, Volume 1. Thank you for your submission. We just listened to two tracks. It was I'm on Fire, and then before that, track called Gone. So thanks for your submission to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I can't believe I'm still dealing with this blankety blank phone thing. So they like fixed the line or something like that.
Right.
Still no dial tone.
Huh.
And they keep saying, every time they do something, they say, oh, well, if it's this, we have to charge you. If it's that, we have to charge you. Oh, it's not that, so I guess we won't charge you. But it might be this, so we'll have to charge you. I've never had so much. It's so complicated. It's like, just turn it on, you know? It wasn't hard to turn it off.
Do you need a home phone?
Yeah. Shannon says we don't, but I do. I like having it. Because, you know, you don't always have a great cell reception. Also,
you don't have
good
cell reception?
You don't always do. And plus,
do you? At your
house? Plus the DSL uses the phone.
Right.
Plus it's good to have a home phone. It's just good to have a home phone.
You sound like a dad right now. Your kids are going to laugh at you. Kids, it's good to have a home phone.
I hope so.
I don't have a home phone. I have just on my cell phone now because I have great reception.
When I have kids, I hope they laugh at me.
Oh, they will.
Good. I laugh at my father all the time.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's go to more music.
Okay. This is a band out of London. Band called Fatsimilia. Thank you. I had to look at it a couple times. This song called Consumption. Again, they're out of London. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Fatsimilia. Let me spell that for you. That's PHATSEMELIA. Again, myspace.com/Fatsimilia. If you need any of this information, please instant message us. Some people have already saying, what's that address again? And I just email it back. It's much bit easier to communicate that way. So the song called Consumption, you're listening to Here on killradio.org. And my name's Mark, and I'm your host today. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm John. I'm sorry. Wait.
Trying to knock them.
One can be described as Beatlesque songwriting and melodies combined with the live intensity of the Pixies and the Who, and a lyrical style drawing from Bob Dylan and Syd Barrett. And they describe themselves in genres as pop rock, art pop, and 60s pop. TheAliceRose.com, MySpace.com/TheAliceRose, SonicBids.com/TheAliceRose, and they have recommendations for pop stations and recommendations for rock stations. I'm going to play a little of both because I can. Because
we're kind
show.
Of a, we're such a pop rock station.
Pop rock, primitive death sludge metal, noise.
Coke chaser.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is the Alice Rose.
Yeah.
Hear, hear, on killradio.org.
Hear, hear.
That was the Alice Rose. Check them out, myspace.com/thealice, A-L-I-C-E-R-O-S-E, the Alice Rose, or thealicerose.com. Thank you for your submission to Hear, hear on killradio.org. Mark, are you still fasting?
Yes.
Because you were fasting this morning as well.
No, I'm on day, let me see, there's... I lost count already.
Wow, so you've been fasting for a long time.
I think it's day 11.
Wow. And so you only have a few more days though, right?
Yeah, I'm going until Thursday. It's a very well-known fast. It's called the Master Cleanse. Everyone knows about it usually, oftentimes, maybe not. But
I don't like the term the Master Cleanse. That makes me very uncomfortable.
It sounds super like leathery, gay daddy bear kind of thing.
I was thinking more genocidal. But that's cool.
But that's where both of us seem to go to.
Yeah.
Being the demographic that we fall under. Yeah, so, yeah, I've been doing it. I do it every year. Usually I do it in January, but I postponed it because...
Because of my birthday party, right?
Partly because of that, and then that crazy other party. Yeah, partly because your birthday party, and I wanted to drink beer there with you and the Mrs. DeBee.
And you did.
And I did. And then I had another party at the end of the month. Where I got to dress up as a cop.
Oh, that's right.
Did you see any of those photos?
I did. It was embarrassing.
For who?
In a good way.
But for who? I mean, really.
Society, really.
Yeah, society that I would eroticize my oppressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you would eroticize your oppressor. That's awesome. That's a really... I like the way that was put together.
That's the name of my band.
That's the name of your band? Yeah. Eroticize the Oppressor?
Yeah.
That's the name of Mark's band, everybody. You've been listening to Hear here on killradio.org.
It's a... gay white anger speed metal band. So what is that? GWASM.
You know how the Republicans have like a gay
log cabin? Yeah.
Yeah, the log cabin.
Those self-hating fucks. Yeah. What about those self-hating fucks?
I was
fucks,
just wondering,
John?
If like the Klan also has like a gay faction. That would be crazy.
No, they have a black faction.
No, they don't.
They do too.
No, they don't. They do too.
They also have a Jew faction. It's kind of Jews for Jesus.
That's not true.
Jews for the Klan.
That's not true.
It's totally true.
Wing. That was the word I was looking for. I said faction, but I meant wing.
I was like, what? When did you want to say faction? Wing. Chicken wings?
No, you know, like the gay wing of the Republican
right.
Party.
It's
is
not
the
a
log
wing. They think they belong there. They don't belong anywhere. They're
Kill
like,
Radio is the audio wing. Was the audio wing of the Independent Media Center.
Yes.
And now we are
speaking of wings,
independent.
Have you been to Jollibee across the street, that fast food Filipino place?
No. No, I have not.
Every time I walk by it, that guy holding up that chicken leg, and he's looking at it like really happy.
Yeah, yeah, but not like it's a chicken leg.
And he's kind of Filipino looking, but he's kind of white guy looking too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
they're trying to appeal to a larger demographic. Obviously.
I totally want to go in there, but then I see that one
There's
combo.
A picture of something that has purple ice cream on it or something?
It's probably that ube stuff. But there's also one where it's like a hot dog next to like some rice. And it just is like...
It's a little something for everyone. I stopped eating fast food before that place was built, so I'll never know what Jollibee tastes like. Unless,
I'm willing to go in there,
unless
but
I go off the deep end.
I don't know how I'm going to feel when I go out.
Tell you what, I'll make a deal. If Shannon leaves me and everything in my life crumbles to nothingness... Then I'll start eating fast food.
No, because you'll even more so want to get back to a dating weight, which you seem like you're on a dating weight right now.
No. I want to be funny fat guy. I think that's that'll get me more chicks in the long run than just being another skinny unemployed actor.
I like John. He's sweet.
Hey, have another drink.
Okay, John. Thanks so much to cattle.
Okay, so
my turn.
Moving on.
Moving on. This is a band. I think this guy is winning now. No, I think Indigo Babies is winning. But Rolio, we've played, I know, at least two times before. He's an artist out of Miami. His MySpace page is myspace.com/Rolio. That's real easy. R-O-L-Y-O. This song called Indigo. You are listening to none other than You Still Are. It hasn't changed. here on KillRadio.org. I just feel like I have to tell those people who are like dozed off and just woke up or... They don't even know why their computer's on or whatever. I am so wired right now.
Thank you for articulating.
Nice feedback. Do you hear that?
You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org, where we love Glasgow.
Yes, that band was Co-Pilot Effect, song called Slow It Down. And I think it's probably, I think this one puts us over the top. We're at our, finally, we broke the 1,000 barrier of bands we've played from Glasgow.
All right.
They have a hot music scene there. Yes. I think we should go there.
Yes, like we've never discussed this before.
On the air, have we discussed this?
I think so.
Really?
Somebody send us to Scotland. I know everybody's like, oh, send my band to South by Southwest, which is great, but send us to Scotland.
Send us to Scotland, and we'll do a lot of things for you.
Yeah. So
vacuum, iron.
Oh, although I do want to say, speaking of South by Southwest.
Wait, let me finish one thing.
Oh, sorry.
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/copilot effect. Again, that's Co-Pilot Effect, called a song called Slow It Down, Glasgow, myspace.com/copilot effect. And then before that, once again, Rolio out of Miami, myspace.com/Rolio. That was a song called Indigo. Now it's your turn, John. God.
Just, you don't need to call me that. John is fine.
All right.
Because it occurred to me, and I don't want to forget, there's this website called Reverb Nation, and reverbnation.com, and they're doing some thing where if you get your band profile on there, and then if you get your voted for enough times, they'll pay to send you to Austin for South by Southwest.
Really?
Yeah. And so I just wanted to recommend people go there, register, and vote for a band called Solari.
Oh, yeah. I got an email from them.
They're a great band. I had them on Is Good, and I really respect their work. So check out reverbnation.com/SOLARE. So, yeah. There's some crossed wires in here, and it makes a buzzing sound now and again. Sometimes it shows up on the CD recording, which sucks. But anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
I want to play this band called Kosio, C-O-S-I-O, kosiomusic.com, myspace.com/kosiomusic. And
please describe
first,
the packaging.
I just want to say, nice package, Kosio. I've been sitting here admiring your package for some time.
Me too.
And right now I'm touching your package, and I'm really enjoying it. This is what I like to call Scarlet Pimpernel dope style, where they took some cardstock and they sort of wrapped it over like a letter and then sealed it with wax and a seal, a wax seal, which is just so cool. Unfortunately, I'm never going to know what it says in here, what the liner notes are, because I'm never going to break this seal because it's just that cool.
I know, and I tried to get you to. And
I wouldn't
do
it.
I don't.
And then
know.
They also put it in like, a, what do you call it? It's a vellum envelope.
Right, vellum envelope.
I know what vellum is because I'm getting married. It's a wedding invitation thing.
Oh, really?
I had to like pick out different thicknesses of
vellum
the other day. Anyway, gorgeous package and the music too. You're listening to Here Here. On killradio.org, this is Kosio. Credited all
have something they say, give it away. And here you are coming back to my town.
Small town.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
On killradio.org. And that was Cosio, C-O-S-I-O, from Simi Valley, California. CosioMusic.com, myspace.com/CosioMusic. Thank you so much for submitting. And again, thank you for your lovely, lovely package. I'm never going to break this seal. I'm going to put this in the Kill Radio library.
You can still read it. You just have to bend it and twist your eyes. Mm.
It's too beautiful. I'm afraid I'll ruin it if I read it. I'm going to put it right here in the Kill Radio library, and I'm going to let someone else, another Kill Radio DJ, some jackass, be responsible for breaking it.
I'm going to ruin it right in front of you. It's meant to be opened. Give me that.
Get off. No.
Get off.
Of it, I mean.
So let's go to Batavia, Illinois. How about that?
That sounds fine. Although doesn't that sound like an Eastern European nation?
No.
Batavia?
Why would you say that? I don't, what?
No, like
Do
Bulgaria?
You mean like Bavaria?
Bavaria, that's what I was thinking.
Bavaria. No, this is a band called Wood. We've played them before. They're out of Batavia, Illinois. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/woodtunes. This is a song called Katrina Weaver, who I believe is a DJ here. You're listening to Hear Hear, in case you forgot.
Thank you. hard to find someone to care. And I'm thinking of you. You came through when I couldn't care about anybody else. And I want you to know we still got the love for ourselves.
Welcome back. That was an artist by the name of Mr. Skin.
Yes.
The song was called Tanane. I don't know where he's from. And I don't know his MySpace page because he just emailed me and I tried to get a hold of him. I'm going to let it go. It's gone.
Wow, okay. That's good.
That's good.
Mr. Skin, that.
Song called Tanane. And we're back.
Right on. This is I'm gonna play a band.
Wrong
this was,
off.
This was this was handed to me personally by Marcel Riesco of Truly Lover Trio, who was one of the first guests I ever had on Is Good, actually.
Wow.
I know him personally.
That was like,
and it was a long time ago.
Was that like 100 guests ago?
Yeah, and he's got this this new CD that he recorded, and his act www.trulylovertrio.com. as well as myspace.com/trulylovertrio. And this new CD is called Dance, for the exciting sounds of Truly Lover Trio.
Nice.
I like the way that's presented. That's cool. So I'm going to play a couple tracks from that. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Truly Lover Trio. We'll be right back.
that sweet voice is singing. The words I want to say to you. Thank you.
was Truly Levered Trio. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. I'm John.
I'm Mark, still. Let's talk about submitting to the show.
Yes. So you might be wondering how we get all of this great music.
Yeah. It's magic. But we're gonna lift the veil, so to speak.
Yeah, we're going to be like that that magician guy with the mask.
We ruined it all for everybody.
Up. Yeah. So now I know how to make a coin appear behind people's ears.
Really?
No, not really. I couldn't remember how he did it. So Hear Hear is a submission show. That means people send us music, and we play it on the air. So what I recommend you do then
focus
is send us
focus on the show,
music.
John.
There are things.
Someone coming in the door, I know, but that's people coming through the door. It's okay.
I know. I'm like a puppy.
Thanks, Hassan. Oh, yeah. Hassan's freaking out of my hair.
Oh, I thought Hassan just came in and mimed, "I have a hat." If this weren't radio, you would get how funny that is. But since you can't see us, you can't.
But because it is radio, and by hearing our response, you see how funny it really was. It really was funny.
It was. Let's share a moment together in silence. Yeah. Okay, we're done. Now, I take CDs. Mark takes MP3s.
Yes.
Here's how you send a CD to killradio.org. If you want airplay on killradio.org, you send it to us. We'll give you airplay, and we'll put the CD in the Kill Radio library.
Yes.
You just send it to us at the studio. You just send it to Kill Radio. Attention, Hear Hear. 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. And that's really it. And, you know, please include some pertinent information, like what track you think we should play,
yep.
Your MySpace address. I will
where you're from.
Where you're from.
Essay.
Yeah, I'll let you know. We'll let you know when you're going to be played. I'll usually do so via MySpace from the Hear Hear MySpace page. All the information on submitting and all the information on the show is available at the MySpace page. It's myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. That's Hear underscore Hear. So if you missed this information,
yep.
Or your pen just ran out of ink, just go to myspace.com/Hear_Hear. And that's that for the CDs. Now for MP3s.
MP3s, I use a website. It's a free website called usendit.com. We accept MP3s only, so I'm sorry I don't accept WAV files. It's not out of choice. It's just I'm not able to. MP3s to using usendit.com, you upload the track to their servers, and I get an email. So you want to use my email address, which is mark, M-E-R-C, at killradio.org. And then I get an email that says, hey, you got some submissions, which I have some today that I've been actually downloading. So it works. It works,
yes.
It works. So you submit there. Please look at the submission info that we'd like included with your MP3. Just include it with the email message that I get. It's basically name of your band, name of the song, where you're from, any sort of contact information like a MySpace page or a web address. And if you think I'm going to need pronunciation help with your name, please tell me how to pronounce it or the band's name. And I feel like there's something else, but I'm forgetting it.
Well, just keep in mind that it will probably take about 4 weeks, sometimes 5 weeks, mm-hmm. To get played, because we do have a backlog and we do get a lot of submissions.
And however, we play in order.
We do play in order. However, if you have some great big show that you're trying to promote by sending
right.
us a CD, you can. I will allow this. Mark probably
I will
is too,
too
complicated because it's.
No.
Well, I just know you have like all these files and. All these
well, folders. Ironically, I'm doing that today.
Okay. Well, then never mind. But if you're sending a CD, just write on the outside of the envelope, not the inside, because I don't open the envelopes until right shortly before the show. So on the outside of the envelope, make sure you write that you're sending this in anticipation to promote a specific show on a specific date so that I know to play that CD before that date. Otherwise,
yeah,
I will play it afterwards.
And again, all this information is at myspace.com/hear_hear.
Yes.
If you have any questions about that, you can instant message us at...
Kill Radio Station.
Kill Radio Station.
That's our handle.
That's our handle. That's it.
Yeah.
Kill Radio Station. So speaking of what you're just referring to, I feel like I have OCD now because I still want to say it's
that,
all
that
one
it's
word.
It's only one word?
All yeah. one word. Kill Radio Station.
I just said it. So,
so did I. So it's we good. Kind of backdoored it. But yeah. Anyway, this is an artist that contacted me. He's out of Chicago, but he's in town right now. He played yesterday in Santa Monica at a place called The Talking Stick. And then he has actually two upcoming shows in San Diego. So for all of our -7 San Diego listeners who are listening right now, because I know we're really big in San Diego. Actually, San
not
Diego,
as big as we are in Glasgow.
No, not even. San Diego actually hates me.
I think specifically?
Okay. Specifically, yeah. I have people who don't like me in San Diego. But in San Diego, he's playing at a place called Lestats, I should say, on Thursday. And then also Hot Java Cafe on Saturday. And if you want any more information either about him or about these dates, you can go to myspace.com/ChrisDMcCarthy. Chris, the letter D, and then McCarthy. It's actually McCarthy. It's not McCarthy. Again, you can instant message me at Kill Radio Station through AOL Instant Messenger, and I can pass on this information to you if you'd like to find out more. But this is Chris McCarthy. We got two songs from him. This first one is Your Soldier. You are listening to here on killradio.org.
A soldier, would I get bombed? If I was older, would I live on? When you hurt me so bad, it hurt for months. Will I get over this? Will
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
KillRadio.org. So, Kill Radio submission show.
Yeah, that was Chris McCarthy, who's actually in town from Chicago. He just played again yesterday in Santa Monica, and he has two upcoming dates in San Diego. So if you'd like more information, please check out myspace.com/ChrisDMcCarthy. MacCarthy. Those were the two tracks we heard. We heard the demo version of Stuck in a Hole, which I thought was really cool. And before that, we heard Your Soldier. And I'm so glad we got to make that work, because I got his tracks pretty last minute.
Why is there nasal spray in the studio?
Oh, is that yours?
No.
Oh. Stupid.
It's not though. It's not. No. I don't know where it came from.
Why is there a Toro Loco? Is that a phone card?
I think it's a $5 phone card. Yeah.
Do you need to call anyone?
No.
Who should we call right now using that phone card?
Let's call Batavia.
Okay. My ex isn't answering his phone, so I can't call him.
Is that why he's your ex? Because it's hard to get a hold of? Because he's distant emotionally?
Yeah, he's in Barcelona. So,
oh, that is distant.
Yeah.
I'm tricky. This is actually a true story. This guy sent a CD to the studio way back when we first started here.
Uh-huh.
And it was before I was taking the CDs home and storing them.
Uh-huh.
So some jackass stole it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's why I started taking the CDs home and then bringing them in each week as I play them.
Uh-huh.
So I never got to play his CD. And this just showed up in the mail a few weeks ago.
Did he remember that he sent it previously?
I don't know. All I know is that I sent a message saying, you know, thanks for submitting and we're going to play you today. So hopefully he's listening. I've been looking forward to playing this for quite some time.
Good.
Anyway, his name is Hobby Shrieky. You can go to myspace.com/JABI. And he's got this CD. It's called Juniper Circus. So here's a few tracks from that. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Burning light, as if the day will never come, and I'll never see the light. Purple sky is drifting slowly to the sea and fades surrounding me. I had no power of changing my fate. Time is a scar here that I can't erase. And sometimes and choose another face. A waste away. I'm so despondent every day. They always end the same. I have a secret that I can betray. So still, but I can't be safe. And sometimes I'm the immortal one. I let my mind go, and I feel fine. So say. When I'm underneath your thumb,
pass away from everything you say, from the words that you leave echoing on the inside of my head. And I won't hear you now or listen to your word. I'm trapped by every breath you spend and every single curve.
That was Hobby Shrieky, and you're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. Check him out, myspace.com/hobby, but that's spelled J-A-B-I. And he sent us the CD all the way from Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, which is cool. So thank you, Hobby. The name of the CD is Juniper Circus, and it's from Thursday Records, Inc. So there you go. It's been a lovely day.
Yes.
On Hear Here, killradio.org. We missed you. I don't know if you missed us, but we missed you the past few weeks. And now we're back. We're back. But we're about to end. I think we have one more song to play. Bennett
Bennett of the Chill Room
ambushed us with some music that he highly recommended.
Do you know how to pronounce this band's name?
Comitatus, I think.
Comitatus?
Yes.
They're based here in L.A., but he says they're from Germany.
And he thinks Italy. Bennett, you're the worst. You really are.
This is not how we do our show, but it's fine.
Bennett does Chill Room on Saturdays. It's one of Kill Radio's oldest, long-running shows. He also does some news programming for us, which is great. And anyway, she's the singer from Comitatus from L.A., Louise Bialik. And they have a MySpace page.
Nope.
Don't they?
I just did one, but this...
No,
I just tried to see if they have a MySpace page.
Oh wait,
this
here's
one
the
says,
wait. Here's the singer's MySpace page. It's myspace.com/ Hermione Gart.
How do you spell that? Where is it?
H e r m i o n e g a r t.
Wait, H e r m i o n e
g a r t. This is as per Bennett's notes.
Let's see what that.
Nothing. Nothing.
H-E-R.
We don't know.
I could have spelled it wrong. Where is it?
H-E-R-M-I-O-N-E.
Gart.
Yeah? No. Nothing? No. Okay, well, we don't know. It doesn't matter.
Well, I was just trying to... Since we're being ambushed, I'm trying to clean it up as
Ben
we go
is good
on.
At that. Ben had picked up some CDs at the Kill Radio benefit that we had last in January, and we ended up playing some stuff from that, too. Like, we're about to start the show, and he's like, hey, I got the CD. I told him you're going to play it, so let's do it. So that's cool. We love that positive vibe and that well-intended lambasting.
Yeah, it's great. We're pro music here, especially LA bands. Not especially, but...
So anyway, why don't we just, we'll go ahead and play. This is a band called Comitatus. Obviously, we're not able to look them up, but maybe you can find them on Google or something. Or he might have spelled it incorrectly, or I don't know.
All right, well, let's see what they sound like. This sounds great.
Okay. All right. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that was fun.
That was awesome. Thank you, Bennett, for throwing that in there. Apparently, Bennett's been playing Comitatus on his show Chill Room regularly and thought, hey, let's give him some airplay on Hear Hear. That was
nice.
Yeah. Rather enjoyed that. And we did find the MySpace. It was myspace.com/thecomitatus. C-O-M-I-T-A-T-U-S.
Yep.
You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Thank you for your submissions, Comitatus. Hobby Shriki, Chris McCarthy, Truly Lover Trio, Mr. Skin, Katrina Weaver, Cosio, Copilot Effect, Rolly O, The Alice Rose, The Crash Moderns, Fats Amelia, Lyndon Ivali, and Young Astronauts Club. And we look forward to playing more submissions.
Yes.
I have a nice fat stack of CDs. And,
yes.
And Mark has as many ones and zeros.
I have a lot.
In his folder.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Which is 7 days from today. What day is today?
And,
it's the 12th. So we'll be back February
19th.
Today's
Monday.
Yeah. Monday the 19th.
And my fast will be over, so I'll probably be back at being fat again. Just because I gorge gonna myself Monday, over the weekend.
You're
going to
have like a Big Mac and fries and like a box of donuts.
Yeah, I'm clean.
I'm clean, damn it. You're smoking a cigarette. Yeah. Like drinking a 40.
There's two other guys at work who are actually doing this fast, unbeknownst to me. And
really?
Me
is it that popular?
Oh, yeah. It's been around since 1940. But one guy hasn't given up smoking. He's still smoking while doing the fast, which is kind of...
I bet it helps. I bet it makes it easier.
Makes the cigarette test
cigarette really feel like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually I'm doing a fast as well.
Which one is this, John? I can't wait to hear it.
It's hard pretzels, diet soda, and gummy worms.
I love gummy worm. And gummy anything.
So basically it's no protein. And
no, there's protein in the gummy worms because that's the gelatin that comes from the marrow of and hoofs of horses.
There's no protein in gelatin.
Yes, there is, because that's an animal product.
There's no lots of animal products don't have protein.
Everything has protein in it except fruit, John. So I am protein free.
All right, this conversation is getting
sick. Let's settle this once and for all.
I'm not prepared to talk about you and being protein free at the same time.
I'm actually not. But that's even grosser. So let's finish.
grosser
in a hot way.
I don't really have
grosser
a fast.
In a hot way.
I don't really have a fast.
Okay.
It's because I'm moving. You can't diet while you're moving. I was trying to like be really healthy, stay in shape. No, you helped move. You didn't move.
And then I ran home.
Yeah.
Helped you with the heavy list. No, the worst, it's not the heavy list lifting that's the hard part. It's that 10% of shit you don't know what to organize into because it's that.
I brought boxes over to my new apartment. That served the same purpose at my old apartment that they did at the apartment before them. It's the box that has the rabbit ears antenna in it.
Right.
For when you those 3 days you don't have cable.
Right.
And it also has a Diablo juggling ball. It has a spare mouse pad, I think.
Right. Probably like
a couple of extension cords, but not the new kind. The old brown ones.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't throw it out because it's a perfectly good extension cord. And
so
a couple of Sharpies.
That you might need.
And, pencil sharpener. I don't even think I have a pencil. So, and now that box is in the closet at my new place.
John,
and when I move,
just throw it away.
I can't.
Be without TV for 3 days. When that happens. It's like saving for a rainy day. You might as well be building a
No, it's not that
arc.
I actually ever used the rabbit ears and set
them
up.
That's what I'm saying. Get rid of it.
But, you know, it's a piece of technology. You don't just throw technology away.
John, you've never thrown technology away.
No. I've goodwilled it, though.
See? Well, then give it to Goodwill. That's the way we placate our
emotions. The moment I do that, though, so I'm going to need to get whatever it is that they play on NBC.
Do what my people do. We dump all our physical stuff we never want anymore to out of the closet.
You know,
so
people
feel
can't
like it's
see you
going
when you do
to
the
a good
hand
cause.
Quotes,
oh,
right?
Quote unquote.
Right.
I
can't afford the things they have it out of the closet. Out of the closet is expensive. Is more expensive
we
than Target.
We gays will buy expensive pieces of shit.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. And us Jews will not pay for it. All right. So
that's true. I've never seen a Jew. I've never seen a Jew in there.
Where you're listening to Hear, Kill Radio's
yes.
Stereotype promotion show.
Yes.
And
Hassan, come here. You're African American. Come here.
Represent.
Represent. I said too many letters.
No, screw it. All right.
He's drunk, probably.
Are we still recording? It doesn't matter. Okay, so we'll see you next week. More submissions, and keep them coming. We do enjoy it, and we love playing your music. We wish we could do more for you. Yes. Oh, and we have a benefit. New thing, maybe possibly coming up.
No,
we're
organizing. It's happening.
It's happening. Yeah. And it's
March 18th.
And it's going to be sponsored by this very show you're listening
to
right now.
It's happening at Lost Souls Cafe, which is in downtown Los Angeles in the Old Bank District.
Very hip place.
Yes. We're going to have 7 bands. I know who they basically are, but I will tell you more next week.
Awesome. I'll be here then.
Yay. Me
too. To listen to that.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.